It's for you, darling. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Jim, dear. It's the one I was admiring, isn't it? Trimmed with ribbons?
Well, it has a ribbon.
Oh, how sweet.
You like her, darling?
Oh, I love her. What a perfectly beautiful little lady.
Come on, lady. Over here. That's a girl. There now, a nice little bed for you.
But, Jim, dear, are you sure she'll be warm enough?
Why, of course, darling. She'll be snug as a bug in a... Uh-oh. Almost forgot something. There. Good night, lady. Now, don't worry, darling. She'll go right to sleep. No, no, lady. This is where you belong. Right here.
She's lonesome. Don't you think maybe just for tonight?
Now, darling, if we're going to show her who's master, we must be firm from the very beginning. Stop it!
one more sound.
Jim, dear. Jim.
Hmm? Ben. All right. But remember, just for tonight.
Jim, what is it?
Can't you explain to Lady about Sundays? Have you noticed, darling? Since we've had Lady, we see less and less of those disturbing headlines.
Yes, I just don't know how we ever got along without her.
Say, she must be about 6 months old. We'd better be getting her a license.
Hope it fits. My, but it does look nice. So grown up. Won't Jock and Trusty be surprised?
Straight and then to the left and right to the place where I marked it with a bonny, bonny bone that I buried for me own in my bonny, bonny bank in the backyard. That's a grand sight.
Jock. Oh, Jock. Hello, Jock.
Oh, it's you, Lassie.
Notice anything different?
You've had a bath.
No, not that.
You've had your nails clipped?
Mm-mm. Guess again.
Well, I wouldn't be a known. Why, Lassie, a bunny new collar.
Do you like it?
Aye. It must be very expensive. Have you shown it to Trusty yet?
No.
We'd best go at once. You know how sensitive he's about these things.
He's dreaming.
Aye. Dreaming of those bonny bygone days when he and his grandfather were tracking criminals through the swamps.
They were?
But that was before...
Before what?
'Tis time you knew the truth, Lassie. It shouldn't have happened to a dog. But, well, Trusty has lost his sense of smell.
No.
Aye. But we must never let on that we know, Lassie. 'Twould break his poor heart.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Go?
Yeah, big fella. About 6'2". No, 3. Wore a striped suit. No collar. Why, Miss Lady, you have a collar.
Mm-hmm. And a license.
My. How time does fly.
Aye. It seems only yesterday she was cutting her teeth on Jim Deere slippers. And now, there she is, a full-grown lady.
Wearing the greatest honor man can bestow.
The badge of faith and respectability.
That's right, Miss Lady. As my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
Aye, you have, laddie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Jim, dear. Please excuse me.
Hello there, lady. Come on, beat you home.
Oh, you win again. Steady now. Steady. Well, what have we here? Oh, big girl now, huh? All right. Oh, ladies first. You know, darling, with Lady here, I'd say life is quite complete.
Yes, dear. I don't imagine anything could ever take her place in our hearts.
What a day. Well, now to dig up some breakfast. Cute little rascals. Goochie, 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 goo. Now, at breakfast, let's see. Bernice? No. Francois? No.
Nope, too much starch.
Ah, Tony's. Oh, that's it. I haven't been there in a week.
A beautiful day to make a pizza, hey, hey, still we call it a bella notte.
Well, buongiorno, Butch. You want your breakfast, eh? Okay, the boss, he's a save some nice buns for you. Breakfast coming up from a left field. Good catch.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Handsome, come to join the party.
All right, all right. No time for wisecracks. I've got to get you out. I'm telling you, the pressure's really on. Signs all over town.
Gee, thanks.
You're a bit of all right, chum.
Okay, okay, get going.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Scram, and be careful.
Why, you mangy mutt. Hey, let go of me.
Well, Snob Hill. Hi, gals. How's Pickens? Pretty slim, eh? Yeah. I'll bet they've got a lid on every trash can. Uh-oh. And a fence around every tree. I wonder what the leash and collar set does for excitement.
Lassie! Lassie!
No, Miss Lady, ma'am. Miss Lady.
Good morning, lassie. Tis a bonny braabrecht day. The day.
Well, Miss Lady, is something wrong?
Aye, tell us, lassie, if somebody's been mistreating you.
Oh, no, Jock. It's something I've done, I guess.
You?
It must be. Jim, dear, and darling are acting so...
La da 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 da. Jim, dear, and darling.
Hush, now, lassie, get on with the details.
Well, I first noticed it the other day when Jim, dear, came home.
Down, lady, down.
Darling, darling, are you all right?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
Or I just can't help worrying. After all, in your condition, alone here all day, and walking that dog.
That dog?
That dog.
He's never called me that before.
Well, now, lassie, I wouldn't have worried my wee head about that. Remember, they're only humans, after all.
That's right, Miss Lady. As my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
Aye, you have, laddie. Frequently.
Oh, yeah.
But now, darling, is... Well, We've always enjoyed our afternoon romp together. But yesterday...
No, lady. No walk today. No, lady. Not now. Lady. Drop that, lady. Drop it, I say.
It didn't hurt, really. But darling has never struck me before.
Now, lassie, dinna take it too seriously. After all, at a time like this, there's...
Yes. You see, Miss Lady, there comes a time in the life of all humans when, well, as they put it, the birds and the bees. Or, well, the stork, you know, no. Well, and,
What he's trying to say, lassie, is darling is expecting a wee bairn.
Bairn?
He means a baby, Miss Lady.
Oh. What's a baby?
Well, they resemble humans.
But I'd say a mite smaller.
Aye, and they walk on all fours.
And if I remember correctly, they beller a lot.
Aye, and they're very expensive. You will not be permitted to play with it.
But they're mighty sweet.
And very, very soft.
Just a cute little bundle of trouble. Yeah. They scratch, pinch, pull ears. Oh, but shucks, any dog can take that. It's what they do to your happy home. Move it over, will you, friend? Homewreckers, that's what they are.
Look here, laddie. Who are you to barge in?
The voice of experience, Buster. Boy, just wait till Junior gets here. You get the urge for a nice, comfortable scratch and...
Put that dog out! He'll get fleas all over the baby!
You start barking at some strange mutt.
Stop that racket! You'll wake the baby!
And then... they hit you in the room and board department. Oh, remember those nice, juicy cuts of beef? Forget them. Leftover baby food. And that nice, warm bed by the fire. A leaky doghouse.
Oh, dear.
Dinna listen, lassie. No human is that cruel.
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, everybody knows a dog's best friend is his human.
Oh, come on now, fellas. Boy, you haven't fallen for that old line now, have you?
Aye, and we've no need for mongrels and radical ideas. Off with you, New. Off with you. Off with you.
Okay, Sandy.
The name's Jock.
Okay, Jock.
Heather, lad, of Glencairn to you.
Okay. But remember this, Pigeon. A human heart has only so much room for love and affection. When a baby moves in, the dog moves out. Oh, let's see. That'll be about... Oh, well. Darling, there isn't any way we can tell for sure what it's going to be, is there?
I'm afraid not. Nobody ever knows for certain. All we can do is hope.
Are you sure you want watermelon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and some chop suey, too.
Chop suey?
Oh, all right, darling.
Darling, my booty.
Oh, that's bonnet.
Isn't it just too adorable?
Don't you just love shower?
Darling, I've never seen you look more beautiful.
Isn't she absolutely radiant?
Radiant? Why, that's just what I told Bill yesterday. Bill, I said, darling looks radiant, positively radiant. Why, in all my days, I said, I've never seen anyone as radiant as darling is radiant.
Absolutely horrible.
I never saw you look worse.
Cheer up, Jim. Old Doc Jones has never lost a father yet.
Yes, Aunt Sarah, it's a boy. Aha, a boy. And what's that? Eyes? Oh, what color are they? Oh, gosh. I forgot to look. A boy. It's a boy. It's a doctor. Doctor, it's a boy.
Yes, yes, I know.
Uh-huh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Hello. Hello, Jim. Are you there, Jim? Central. We've been cut off. Hello. 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 Hello.
What is a baby? I just can't understand. It must be something wonderful. It must be something grand. 'Cause everybody's smiling in a kind and wistful way. And they haven't even noticed that I'm around today.
Well, that should do it.
Got enough here to take us halfway to China. Darling. Darling. We haven't much time.
Jim, I just can't leave him. He's still so small and helpless.
He'll be all right. Now, come on. If he wakes up, we'll never get away.
Jim, I feel so guilty deserting him like this.
Nonsense. Hey, what's the matter with the lady?
Oh, she thinks we're running out on him.
Oh, don't worry, old girl. We'll be back in a few days.
And Aunt Sarah will be here.
And with you here to help her. Oh, there's the old girl now. Coming, Aunt Sarah. Coming.
Sorry I'm late, dears. Hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Here, let me take your things.
No. No fussing. I know my way around. On your way now. Mustn't miss your train. Have a good time and don't worry about a thing. Goodbye, dears. Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now to see that big nephew of mine. Good. Oh, you adorable little... Oh, good gracious, what are you doing here? Go on now, shoot. Scat, get out of here. Oh, there. Aunt Sho won't let that dog frighten you anymore. No. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop.
Reaching in and make it drown. If we sneak in up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me. Finding baby, there are milk nearby. If we look in baby buggy, there could be plenty milk for you and also some for me.
What's going on down there? Oh, merciful heavens! My darlings, my precious pets! Oh, that wicked animal attacking my poor, innocent little angels.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I want a muzzle. A good, strong muzzle.
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's our latest combination leash and muzzle. Now, we'll just slip it on like this and... No. Nice doggy. No, don't wiggle. Steady now. Now. Careful, you little...
Watch out.
Doggy. Careful, doggy. Come on.
Hey, Pidge, what are you doing on this side of the tracks? I thought you... Oh, you poor kid. Oh, we've got to get this off. I think I know the very place. Come on. Well, here we are.
The zoo?
Sure. No. This way. Follow me. What's the matter, Pidge?
We can't go in.
Why not?
Well, the sign says...
Yeah, well that's the angle.
Angle?
Look, we'll just wait for the right... Uh-oh. Here we are now. Just lay low. I beg your pardon. Where are you addressing?
What's the matter? Can't you read?
Why, yes, in several languages.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? All right, now, what's this creature doing here?
Oh, he's not my dog.
Oh, he's not,
go,
eh?
Go away. Get down. Go on. Why, certainly not, officer.
I suppose you'll be telling me next it was the dog that was whistling, eh?
I'm certain I don't know.
Oh, so I'm a liar now, am I? Well, you listen to me. No! Pull a knife on me, will you?
I'm
trying to assassinate me, Arthur. Trying to steal weapons with it. Oh, somebody call the wagon.
Come on, Biggs. The place is ours.
We'd better go through this place from A to Z. Apes?
No. No use even asking them. They wouldn't understand.
They wouldn't?
Too closely related to humans.
Uh-oh. Alligators. Now there's an idea.
Say, Al, do you suppose you could nip this contraption off for us?
Glad to oblige,
Whoa!
Huh. If anybody ever needed a muzzle, it's him.
Pigeon,
look out! Now, what harebrained idiot would... Hey, look. A beaver. There's the answer to our problem.
Now, let me see here. 6'6" and 7/16 inches.
Pardon me, friend. I wonder if you'd do us a little...
Busy, sonny. Busy. Can't stop the gossip now. Gotta slide this sycamore to the swamp.
Yeah, well, this'll only take a second of your time.
Only a second? Listen, sonny. Do you realize every second 70 centimeters of water is wasted over that spillway?
Yeah, but...
Gotta get this log moving, sonny. Gotta get it moving. Taint the cutting takes a time. It's your doggone hauling.
The hauling. Exactly. Now, what you need
is... You better bisect this section here.
What you need is a log puller. I saw a log puller!
I ain't deep, Shetty. There's no need to... Did you say log puller?
And by a lucky coincidence, you see before you, modeled by the lovely little lady, the new, improved, patented, handy-dandy, never-fail little giant log puller, the Busy Beaver's friend.
You don't say!
Guaranteed not to wear, tear, rip, or ravel. Turn around, sister, and show the customer the merchandise. And it cuts log hauling time 66%.
66%, eh? Think of that? Well, how's it work?
Why, it's no work at all. You merely slip this ring over the limb like this and haul it off.
Say, you mind if I slip it on for size?
Help yourself, Rand, help yourself.
Okay, don't mind if I do. How do you get the corn starting thing off, Sonny?
Glad you brought that up, friend, glad you brought that up. To remove it, simply place the strap between your teeth.
Like this?
Correct, friend. Now bite hard. You see?
It's off.
Gee, that is simple.
Well, friend, we'll be on our way now, so...
Not so fast now, Sonny. I'll have to make certain it's satisfactory before we settle on a price.
Oh, no, it's all yours, friend. You can keep it.
I can, eh? I can?
Uh-huh. It's a free sample.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks ever so... It works well.
But when she put that horrible muzzle on me...
Oh, say no more. I get the whole picture. Ants, cats, muzzles. Well, that's what comes of tying yourself down to one family.
Haven't you a family?
One for every day of the week. The point is, none of them have me.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
It's simple. You see... Hey, something tells me it's supper time. Come on, I'll show you what I mean. Now take the Schultzes here. Little Fritzy, that's me, Pidge, makes this his Monday home.
Monday home?
Ach, ja. Mondays is Mama Jules cooking der Wiener Schnitzel. Mmm, delicious. Now O'Brien's here as well, little Mike. Sure, and that's me again, Pidge. Comes of a Tuesday.
Of a Tuesday?
Be good, and that's when they're after having that darling corned beef. You see, Pidge, when you're footloose and collar-free, well, you take nothing but the best. Hey, Tony's! Of course! The very place for a very special occasion. No, this way, Pidge. I have my own private entrance. Wait here.
Just one minute. I'm coming. What's the matter? Somebody's making the April a fool with... Oh, hello, Butch. Where you been so long? Hey, Joe, look who's here.
Well, what do you know? It's a Butch.
Hey, Joe. Joe, bring the bones for Butch before he eat me up.
Okay, Tony. Okay. Bones are coming up.
Watch this. Hey, Joe, look. Butch, he's got a new girlfriend.
Well, a son of a gun. He's got a cockerel Spanish girl.
She's pretty sweet, kiddo, Butch. You take Tony's advice and settle down with this one, eh?
This one?
Oh, Tony, you know. He's not a speaky English, pretty good.
Now, first we fix the table.
Here's your bones, Tony.
Okay, bones. Bones! What's the matter for you, Joe? I break your face. Tonight, Butch, he's get the best in the house.
Okay, Tony, you're the boss.
Now, tell me, what's your pleasure? A la carte? Dinner? Okay. Hey, Joe, Butch, he says he wants two spaghetti speciale, heavy on the meatball.
Tony, dogs don't talk.
He's talking to me.
Okay, he's talking to you. You the boss.
Mamma mia, mangiare, you can never sit here.
Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely bella notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night, and the heavens are right on this lovely bella notte.
This is the night. It's a beautiful night, and we call it bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely bella notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night, and the
is something wrong, Pidge?
It's morning.
Yeah. So it is.
I should have been home hours ago.
Why? Because you still believe in that ever-faithful old dog tray routine? Oh, come on, Pidge. Open up your eyes.
Open my eyes?
To what a dog's life can really be. Show you what I mean. Look down there. Tell me what you see.
Well, I see nice homes with yards and fences.
Exactly. Life on a leash. Look again, Pidge. Look, there's a great big hunk of world down there with no fence around it. But two dogs can find adventure and excitement. And beyond those distant hills, who knows what wonderful experiences. And it's all ours for the taking, Pidge. It's all ours.
It sounds wonderful.
But?
But who'd watch over the baby?
You win. Come on. I'll take you home.
It's a beautiful night, and they call it down.
Not to change the subject, but ever chase chickens?
I should say not.
Oh, then you've never lived.
But we shouldn't.
I know. That's what makes it fun. Oh, come on, kid. Start building some memories.
But we won't hurt the chickens.
Hurt them? No. We'll just stir them up a bit. Just look at those fat, lazy biddies. Well, they should have been up hours ago. Some fun, eh, kid?
Hey, what's going on in there?
What's that?
That's the signal to get going. Come on.
This is living, eh, kid?
Is it?
Come on, Pidge. Follow me. You know, there's a little bit of bird dog in all of us, eh, Pidge? 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 Where are you, Pidge? Pidge? Pigeon! Oh, Pidge! Okay. On a downbeat. One. Two.
Put her in number four, Bill, while I check her license number.
Okay. All right, baby. In here.
Well, wow. Look, you guys. Miss Park Avenue herself.
Blimey. A regular bloomin' debutante.
Yeah, and pipe the crown jewel she's wearing.
What's in for, sweetheart? Putting fleas on the butler?
All right, you guys. Lay off, will you?
What's the matter, Peg?
We was only having a bit of sport, we was.
Oh, can't you see the poor kid's scared enough already?
Pay no attention, my little Ochichornia.
That's right, dearie. They don't mean no real harm.
He's like Gorky says in Lower Depths, quote, miserable being must find more miserable being. Then he's happy, unquote.
Boris is a philosopher.
Besides, little Bublitsky, wearing license here, that is like waving, you should excuse the expression, red flag in front of bull.
My license? But what's wrong with it?
There ain't nothing wrong with it, dearie.
Confidential. Is not one dog here would not give left hind leg for such a knick-knack.
That's your passport to freedom, honey. Without it...
Hey, you guys, look. Poor Nutsy is taking the long walk.
Where
is he taking him?
Through the one-way door, sister.
You mean he's...
Oh, well, a short life and a merry one.
Yeah, that's what the tramp always says.
The tramp?
Ah, now, there's a bloke what never gets caught.
He's given the slip to every dog catcher in this burg.
You won't believe this, dearie, but no matter how tight a jam he's in, that tramp always finds some way out.
I can quite easily believe that.
Ah, but remember, my friends, even tramp has his Achilles heel.
Pardon me, amigo. What is this chilly heel?
Achilles heel, Pedro. This is meaning his weaknesses.
Oh, the dames, yeah.
He has an eye for a well-turned paw, he has. Let's see, there's been Lulu.
Yeah, and Trixie.
And Fifi.
And my sister, Rosita Chiquita Juanita Chihuahua, I think.
What a dog.
Yeah, tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the dog and pony follies.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel. He's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover. And there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one. And I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Yeah, but he never takes him serious.
Ah, but someday he is meeting someone different. Some delicate, fragile creature who's giving him a wish to shelter and protect.
Like Miss Park Avenue here, eh, matey?
Could be. But when he does...
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you. Under the spell of true love.
The poor chump grows careless.
The Cossacks are picking him up.
And it's curtains for a tramp.
It's the little cocker, Bill. In number 4.
Okay. All right, baby. They've come to take you home. You're too nice a girl to be in this place. Courage, man. Courage.
But I've never even considered matrimony.
Nor I. But no matter which of us she accepts, we'll always be the best of friends. Now remember, not a word about her unfortunate experience. We didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Lassie.
Miss Lady Mab.
Please, I don't want to see anybody.
Now, Lassie. Didn't feel that way about it?
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, some of the finest people I ever tracked down were jailbirds.
Quiet! Great loony! Please, Lassie, we've come with a proposition for helping you.
Help me? What do you mean?
Well, now, you see, Lassie, neither of us is as young as we used to be.
But we're still in the prime of life.
Aye. And we've both got Their comfortable homes.
That's right. Where we know you'll be welcome and appreciated, Miss Lady.
So to come directly to the point...
If you could find it possible
You're both very kind, and I do appreciate it, but...
Oh, hi, boys. Anything new in the Kennel Club set? Little something I picked up for you, Pidge. Looks like I'm the one that's in the doghouse.
If this person is annoying you, Miss Lady,
we'll gladly throw the rascal out.
That won't be necessary, thank you.
Very well, ma'am.
You mongrel!
Oh, come on, Pidge. It wasn't my fault. I thought you were right behind me, honest. And when I heard they'd taken you to the pound...
Oh, don't even mention that horrible place. I was so embarrassed and frightened.
Oh, no. Who could ever harm a cute little trick like you?
Trick? That reminds me, who is Trixie?
Trixie?
And Lulu, and Fifi, and Rosita, Chiquita, whatever her name is.
Chiquita, oh, yes, well, I can explain.
As far as I'm concerned, you needn't worry about your old heel.
My heel?
I don't need you to shelter and protect me.
Yes, but...
If you grow careless, don't blame me. And I don't care if the Cossacks do pick you up. Goodbye. And take this with you.
Stop that! Hush! Hush! Stop that, rat!
What's wrong, Pidge?
A rat!
Where?
Upstairs, in the baby's room.
How do I get in?
The little door on the porch.
Yeah.
merciful heavens! Oh, you poor little darling. No. Thank goodness you're not hurt, you. You vicious brute! Get back! Go on! Get back! The pound, that's it. I'll call the pound. Come here. Come on. I'll call him this minute. I won't sleep a wink with that brute in the house.
Hello!
I don't care if you are alone there, young man. I insist you pick him up immediately.
Darling, look.
And if you want my advice, you'll destroy that animal at once.
Don't worry, ma'am. We've been after this one for months. We'll take care of him.
Well, what do you suppose?
Say, what's going on here? Just picking up a stray, mister. Come on, get out! Caught him attacking a baby. Good heavens.
My baby!
Aunt Sarah!
I was certain he was no good the moment I first laid eyes on him.
Yeah, but I never thought he'd do a thing like that.
Thank goodness I got there in time. There they were, crib over
there. Oh, I'm sure there must be some mistake. I know Lady would.
Watch out! That dog's loose! Keep her away!
Nonsense. She's trying to tell us something. What is it, old girl? What are you trying... Darling! Aunt Sarah, come here!
What is it, Jim?
A rat!
Rat? We should have known.
I misjudged him. Badly.
Come on. We got to stop that wagon.
But, man, we didn't know which way they've gone.
We'll track them down.
And then?
We'll hold them. Hold them at bay.
Now what?
The scent. Follow the scent.
Ugh, let's face it, man. You both know you've lost your sense of smell.
Ooh.
everybody, watch the birdie. Steady now. Hold it.
I guess I used a little too much. Uh-oh. Darling, visitors.
Visitors? Why, it's Jack.
And good old Trusty.
Careful now, man. Careful. It's a wee bit slippery.
Yes, yes.
All right, boy, we'll let him in.
No, no, not you, young man. You're going to take a nap.
Well, Merry Christmas. Come in, come in.
If you'll just step into the parlor, I'll see about refreshments.
Oh, darling, where did you put the dog biscuits? You know, the box Aunt Sarah sent for Christmas.
In the kitchen, Jim, dear.
Oh, no doubt about it. They've got their mother's eyes.
But there's a bit of the father in them, too. Well, and I see you finally acquired a collar.
Oh, yes. Complete with license.
Oh, yes. The new collar. Caught the scent the moment it came in the house. Trusty R says, Trusty somebody's wearing a new collar. Of course, my sense of smell is very highly developed. Runs in the family, you know.
There'll be no living with him from now on.
As my grandpappy Old Reliable used to say, I don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
No, you haven't, Uncle Trusty.
Huh? I haven't? Well, as Old Reliable used to say, doggone. You know, I clean forgot what it was he used to say.